Reverend Frank Seller, congratulations on getting 18 of the 19 presbyteries to vote for you last night. So you are the moderator designate. You'll take over in early June at Presbyterian Church's General Assembly. How does it feel, kind of the morning after, the night before?
I feel very humbled, honoured, and I suppose hugely appreciative to the Presbyterian Church throughout Ireland for the privilege and responsibility that have entrusted to me. And I hope I'll be able to represent the Church and Christ Jesus well when that time comes.
What do you bring as Frank Seller to the role of moderator? What's happened in your past that you'll be able to use and draw on in the next year?
Yeah, I feel fortunate to have been able to serve both South and North. We were in Dublin for 17 very interesting, very fruitful, worthwhile years, and then for the last 8 years we've been in East Belfast in Bloomfield congregation. So it's been interesting being in two different cities and two very different congregations, but both with great challenges and opportunities.
And do you see your role as working primarily, some moderators think of their role as primarily within the denomination itself, others also kind of look over the parapet and look over the boundary and see that within the public square and within civil society they have they've got a slightly louder voice than normal and they would want to use that. How do you see?
It's a very good question. I mean, the first thing is I would say is that as moderator, I am speaking as a minister, and I've been a minister for 30 years, and during that time you pray with people, you pastor people, and you proclaim the good news of Jesus. So that is not suddenly going to change. I'm not going to become into a politician, because that's not my calling. So what I would very much like to do is be able to translate those things that are my DNA, what my calling is, to the Presbyterian Church throughout the country and maybe further afield. That's not to say that those things are self-contained, because as Christians we are an integral part of society, and the people that we're fortunate to pastor also have significant frontline roles. So my task is to encourage, enable, strengthen, enliven people for their ministry on very strategic front lines, areas that I could never hope to be involved in, but hopefully contribute something worthwhile and of biblical value.
It sounds like both in Adelaide Road in Dublin and Bloomfield in East Belfast, there's a sense of kind of social action and actually working with communities that are around you, serving others as a church and not just serving the members.
Very much so. If the church is not for its non-members, it's not fulfilling its mandate. And in Dublin, we recognised very early on that the church had two options. Either it could close its doors, or it could stay where it was in the city centre and make a difference. And the decision was made. It was a costly decision financially as well as every other way, to stay and to share. That meant complete refurbishment of the building, reconstruction at four different levels, but to engage with the people in the local community through childcare provision and through work with people who were refugees and people who were asylum seekers and people who were unemployed. So that was part of just who we were and what we did in the city centre in Dublin. And then in Belfast, likewise, Bloomfield congregation is at the corner of Cypress Avenue and Bearsbridge Road, and so we have a ministry to both sides of the road, and we engage with our local community centre. We try to make a difference to the lives of the people who might not ordinarily think of coming to the church, and we try to do that through children's holiday clubs, through homework clubs, through we have a youth club for severely disabled boys and girls with autism, and that is something that actually has just grown and grown, and it has been a great support for not only the young people involved but also their parents and carers.
Is it something that in general that the church, either as individuals or congregations or denomination, needs to do more of and to get more involved? I'm kind of also thinking about we think there's a refugee crisis. That's a kind of a phrase that is bandied around, and yet we've had asylum seekers and refugees on this island for a very long time, and maybe haven't done as much as we could have to actually be supportive and to lobby on their behalf and to serve them.
Well, I'm very delighted that we have the International Friendship Centre in South Belfast, and that works with people from 30 different countries, and is able to give the kind of support that we've just been talking about that is so vital. I was just watching a programme the other day, you know, around the time of the Holocaust, and thinking of all the people who were refugees as a result of that, and I was asking myself the question, if I had lived then, what would I have done, you know, to help the Jewish refugees? I would like to think I would have offered them hospitality and given them a home and help. And then it suddenly struck me, but actually this is the generation where we are challenged in a very similar way. So what we would have done then is precisely what we're doing now. Within our own congregation, we have two families that would fit in with that category, and it is not them who benefits from us so much as us benefiting from them. One of the gentlemen on Sunday was asking me what my week was going to be like. I told him the events that may or may not take place, and he said to me, I will be praying and fasting for you tomorrow. So that is the level of the cross care, and we're just so grateful for people who bring the life of Christ from other parts of the world and contribute to our society here.
Unusually for a kind of, we think we're living in a very secular society, but the Christian Church gets talked about a lot, whether it's on issues of sexuality. I mean, Asher's kind of case is back in court again today, you had a question in the press conference, you know, about kind of gay ministers and so on. But we've got lots of questions about gender, lots of questions about freedom of speech, and actually the church is. Do you think the church has been kind of tested in a sense? Has it been examined more closely by society, to see whether it's consistent with itself and what its views are?
Do you know the church is completely hypocritical? But do you know that's okay, because when I go to visit hospital, people in hospital, they're sick, and the reason that they're in hospital is because they are sick and they need to be made well. And church is full of people who are not yet right, and know that they're not right, but they need a saviour. And so, yeah, the church is always going to be behind. It's never going to come up to the standards that we would want. And it's an ongoing process, and that's what Paul wrote into when he was writing to the Corinthians, an infant church that was just full of scandal and difficulties and immaturity. And I'm sure he was despairing at the nature of the church and how they just weren't doing what the Lord Jesus would have them do, but he never gave up on them, and we don't give up on the church either. It's our ongoing responsibility and role.
But do we take that responsibility seriously enough?
I believe we do at different levels, and there are many, many congregations which are working hard to engage with society, and
most of them take the easy road, and you know, we kind of work for the majority, and the minority kind of upset us, and we kind of turn our back or find it too difficult to. I mean, the church and LGBT, it's as if there was nobody gay who was ever a Presbyterian at times, you know, because it's just so hard for the denomination to engage with the very concept.
Yes, I agree that there are areas that we need to develop and grow, and I mean, I'm just constantly going back to the Lord Jesus, who was always criticised about where he visited and the people that he spent time with, and that is the inspiration for us as well, and we must model him.
Finally, what are you looking forward to most? I guess from June forwards, you've got a couple of months now to kind of get your robes ready and get your head round the workings of General Assembly, never mind the next year. But what in the year, what would you hope to get out of it? What's the...
Well, I don't know about getting out of it. I think I'd love to be able to encourage and to draw alongside people and to enable, insofar as I'm able to do that, and to encourage the Presbyterian Church in Ireland, for all its faults and all its failures, to be a vibrant and reformed witness for Christ throughout every province in the island, so that we're a welcoming community irrespective of background, culture or ethnicity.
Thank you very much, and all the best.
Thank you.